This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The top performing weekend program on the radio in the country is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Thank you for making it thus and such. That's mostly because Michael Harrison is here from the acclaimed, the Bible, in fact, of talk radio, Talkers Magazine. Every week, the folks at Talkers go through listening to stations, programs, talking to people running news talk radio stations. What's the big story? This week, not a lot of heavy... There was not a lot of heavy lifting or research needed to get to number one for this week. But then there are some other ones that are floating around in the story list and the people list, which Michael will be happy to deliver. I shouldn't assume that, right? I hope you're happy to deliver.
I'm very happy. This brings me deep joy and purpose. But seriously, what you're saying is true. The number one story, which is obviously politics and the midterm elections, dominated conversation on news talk radio to the point that the only other topics that made it are those that were among the topics talked about in the election. I'll go through that. But there are a couple of things that made it in there anyway, like number 10, big tech, Elon Musk and Twitter and Meta layoffs. Number 9, Hurricane Nicole and climate change. Mm-hmm. Number 8, race relations. Number 7, abortion. Number 6, immigration. Number 5, the Russia-Ukraine war and foreign affairs. Crime at number 4. Now we're getting really into, you know, midterm stuff. Crime and the economy at number 3. Donald Trump is a category unto himself at number 2. And number 1, politics and the midterm elections. As mentioned, the people on the survey at number 10, we have Kyrie Irving of the Brooklyn Nets, Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg of you-know-whats at number 9, Vladimir Putin and Vladimir Zelensky at number 8. Number 7, we have, here's a category, this is the only way we could have done it or it would have gone on forever. Numerous Republican and Democratic Party candidates. That's it. Then at number 6, we get into a couple of the higher profile ones, like Raphael Warnock and Herschel Walker in Georgia. Number 5, big surprise to some, not to everybody, John Fetterman and Dr. Mehmet Oz. At number 4, obviously, Nancy Pelosi and Kevin McCarthy. Number 3, Ron DeSantis. Number 2, Donald Trump. And number 1, Joe Biden, the President of the United States, who's, as we speak, on the other side of the globe at the COP27 conference talking about the environment and climate change, and then heading off to Bali, where he is going to have an in-person meeting with President Xi, and the two of them will lay eyes on each other for the first time in years.
An important part of history, no doubt. Wait a minute, can we have a chorus of idiots now? Let's that would be appropriate. Yeah. Right?
Okay. Yeah, really. So it's your turn to talk.
Oh, is it? Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, I was going to completely steer the boat in another direction.
Please.
You know how I am. I don't like doing what everybody else does, even though this program is not for me. It's for the audience, and they want to know what the number one story is. So there's no guessing about it, for sure. But at number 9, as we talk about the hurricane, we talk about weather and that sort of thing, I thought it would be worth at least a moment or two of our time to talk about, as much as we don't want to, this is the second week of November as you hear this program being broadcast, and I don't want to know about winter storms, but if you're in Montana listening to this program, or the Dakotas, you are getting whacked pretty good by this big storm. Interstate 94 will be closed for most of the weekend because of a big crash there. So if it weren't for this being election week, this would be a big, probably bigger than number 9, because these storm warnings are extending all the way across from Big Sky Country through the Dakotas into Minnesota, and that storm will impact probably the east part of the country, whether it's snow or rain. But the thing that most of us in New England look forward least to, and you and I are both in New England, is the first snow, or any snow, and it certainly seems awfully early. Not saying we're going to get it, but, you know, the prognosticators are saying there's a chance some snow will fall in some places in upstate New York and upstate New England. Anyway.
And this is why I have always been on record as being a proponent of building a wall around New England.
Yes.
And a ceiling.
Keep the damn snow out, please.
Right.
Yep. All right. So the economy also is something that a lot of people are talking about, because there's a lot of confusion and a lot of mixed messages here. The whole business about paying off student debt and whether Joe Biden is on the right course or the wrong course, it was sort of a political issue, but not a whole lot. The economy is stupid. Who is it? James Carville who started that when Clinton was president, right? Wasn't that kind of...
According to our historical records, the first person that is credited with saying that is James Carville.
Right. Okay. So did that bear out in your research? Is that what people thought? Was there more focus on that? After all, the numbers...
It depends on where you were. This election is mixed. This election does not show any kind of a trend. We're still polarized. And in places where people thought that... take, for example, New York, where crime is a major issue.
Yeah.
Kathy Hochul got reelected. She's abysmal on crime.
Terrible almost everything.
Would have been strong on crime, and yet most of the votes for Hochul came from blue New York City, and the votes for the other guy came in red upstate New York.
Mm-hmm.
Do the people in New York City actually feel that their government is doing a good job in protecting them from crime? What the heck is going on there? But there are places where abortion was a major issue. Basically, the Democrats made abortion and democracy the major issues across the board in the election, and the Republicans made the economy and crime and immigration the major issue there. And in some places it worked to each party's advantage, and in some places it didn't. There's no trend that you could draw universally coast to coast from this election.
Nothing. And then the Fetterman thing, which is more of a, I don't know, is it a red herring? Is it a blue herring?
What it is, it's a Mehmet Oz is a loser herring.
Well, he did lose.
Yeah.
Under the circumstances, this is part of the great discussion here, because it's non-political. I look at this as being an unbelievable damning of the early voting, of the mail-in voting, because nobody had seen the debate between Fetterman and Oz before early voting was in vogue there, or enacted in Pennsylvania, or being used. So how many people, after they saw the debate, wished they had the ability to change their vote?
That's an interesting question. My personal feeling is it didn't play much of a role.
Really?
Your feeling is people would have voted against Fetterman had they had the chance to.
Yes, that is correct.
We'll never know for sure. However, I think most people made their minds up in advance, and the dislike of Oz and the dislike of Trump in that particular circle caused Mehmet Oz to lose, no matter how impaired Fetterman seemed to be. The people that voted for Fetterman did not want to see the Republicans take over the Senate. Had nothing to do with the capabilities of Oz versus Fetterman as individuals. It had to do with partisanship and And basically, it's an example where Trump did damage to his party. That's my opinion.
Well, I think that we are all about opinions and facts and how they shake together. Looking at the coverage and all of the focus, because you accurately said Donald Trump number two on the story list and on the people list, but there are a lot of people that I've heard from this week, mostly on social media, who think it's time to dismiss Mr. Trump. Maybe it's echoing because that's what I say, but maybe, you know, I can only reflect on the people who listen to the Good Day program and what they are thinking. It may not be that that's what the average person listening to the average talk radio program around the country is feeling, but the listeners, and it isn't so much agreeing with me, I just think that DeSantis is at this point shaping up to be a far better candidate for the Republicans. And a lot of people are recognizing it. But if you're living in South Florida, the two things this week for you was the impact of the hurricane and then the election in DeSantis and the number of Latinos who voted for him. Because if it weren't for the Latinos, he wouldn't have gotten anywhere. I think that's a story in and of itself. If I were doing a talk radio program in Miami, that'd be what I'd be talking about.
Well, that's right. What they're talking about in Miami. Yeah. But the reason that Hispanics in Florida voting for DeSantis is because they are Cubans and they are entrepreneurial.
Yep.
They are not the same.
Not Southwestern Hispanics.
As, people from Mexico.
Yep.
Or in the Northeast, Puerto Ricans.
Mm-hmm.
It's a huge mistake to lump all Hispanics together.
The simplicity of the news media does that. It does. It lumps all Republicans together, all Democrats together, all liberties. It's because it's convenient and they think they control the discourse.
Damn them.
On that note, we will pause here on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen. It's 18 after the hour.
Hi there, I'm your host, Doug, filling in for the human who's normally here and bringing you the smells and sounds of the holidays, courtesy of Beggin' Dog Treats.
We wish you a beggin' Christmas. We wish you a beggin' Christmas. So Gressy, merry Doberman, let beggin' you acquire. Deck the halls with strips of beggin'.
Remember, for bacon-loving dog excitement this holiday,
it's beggin'!
Like bones, your teeth lose density and become weaker over time, which can lead to tooth decay. And that can make your visit to the dentist feel like this. But if you want your dental visit to feel like this, try Crest Densify. Crest Densify actively rebuilds tooth density to extend the life of teeth by remineralizing enamel. Densify from Crest, the number one toothpaste brand in America. Smile. Crest has you covered.
Finding the right Medicare plan? Oof, no easy feat. Kind of like those dances my granddaughter loves making me do. But then I found Walgreens FindRx coverage. Lets you compare plans online, over the phone, or in person. Made Medicare shopping so easy. Plus, I found plans with low-cost copays. I can get down with that. When you need to talk Medicare, Walgreens is here. Start shopping today at walgreens.com/Medicare.
You can't get much for $5 these days. Unless you go to Wendy's for a $5 Biggie Bag. Get your choice of double stack, junior bacon cheeseburger, or crispy chicken BLT. Plus, four-piece nugs, fries, and a drink. All for just $5.
You got that Biggie Bag.
That was smooth, wasn't it? That's how you're going to feel when you get that Biggie Bag at Wendy's.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Includes four-piece nuggets, small soft drink, and small fry. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen, giving you the benefit of Michael's knowledge, expertise, and research with the list, the top 10 stories. You can find it at talkers.com or gooddayshow.com, the people list as well. There's a book I'm reading called The Battle for the American Mind. And it basically, I don't know whether you'd say it was an indictment of progressivism on the news channels, because that's kind of what, not only the news channels, but the newspapers that are still popular, that get all the attention. You don't hear very much from the Manchester Union Leader, but you hear a lot from the New York Times. Is that because of the location of the Manchester Union Leader, or is that because it has a presentation that is right of center, and it doesn't have credibility with any of the journalists who seem to be coming out of the journalism schools that are Mostly preponderously. That too. Left of center, and their coverage reflects all of that. So really, we're not getting the news at all. That's what this guy's theory is. You're not getting the news. Somebody's trying to manipulate your mind with almost anything that you read or see. Isn't that what advertising is, though? Are we indicting ourselves, I guess, there? I mean, that kind of.
You're covering, you're sloshing over a lot of issues here.
I am, yes. But I mean, that's because
The main reason that the New York Times has more influence than the Manchester, whatever it is,
Union
is
Leader.
Because one's in Manchester and one's in New York.
Mm-hmm.
So right there, it's apples and oranges.
Well, the fact that we use that, though, when it comes to the early voting, it comes to the primaries, and people go to New Hampshire first, and there are lots of people who want to know what the endorsement is from the...
That has to do with the primary thing. It has to do with also the ever-changing news. One of the things that I've noticed following the quarterly presidential elections is that the Iowa caucuses are a big deal until the next day.
Mm-hmm.
The New Hampshire primary is a big deal until the next day.
Yeah. Isn't that true? Most everything in the news cycle, though, everything is a big deal until it isn't.
Yeah, what happened to the late Paul Tsongas the day after he was the big...
God love him. What a wonderful guy.
The big winner in New Hampshire. Yeah. Or various and sundry people that have won. Mike Huckabee, for a moment, was the man of the hour because he won one of the early...
Now his daughter is getting all the attention because she won in the governor's race.
You know,
yeah.
That's nice. You know,
yeah. Quote number two of the day.
All right, but you know, the battle for the American mind. I think it's I don't think there is such a thing as the American mind. I think it's battle between American minds.
Mm-hmm.
I think
that mindset the idea, maybe
there is no American mindset. That's
no,
a mistake. Whenever you hear people, the American people. There is no such thing as the American people.
Was there ever? Elect.
No.
Maybe on September 11th.
Maybe
a moment
here or there, a resolve to win World War II, things of that nature, of course. But what I'm saying is, when you look under the microscope at every event in history, every event, whether it was going into the war, you know, against the Nazis, or going into the Revolutionary War, the Civil War, how to deal with the Depression, all of the different things that have happened over the history of this nation, if you look at it under the microscope and get away from the black and white headlines of both history books and newspapers, you see that there's always been tremendous contention, tremendous amount of controversy, tremendous amount of battling for the American mind.
Yes. All right, well, we'll continue our battle for the American mind in the next half hour of this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. It's 28 past the hour. Time to think about MyPillow again. Right now, there's an incredible, incredible deal on the towel set at MyPillow.com. Six-piece towel set made with cotton grown in America, made in the USA, like most of the products that they sell on MyPillow. This is an extremely absorbent towel, and it still provides you with that soft feel, so you want a towel that feels good and actually dries you off. So the set comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, two washcloths. Usually retails for $90. Right now, you can get the set for a low $39.98 with the promo code DS. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a warranty that lasts 10 years. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, get this insane price of $39.98 with the DS code on the six-piece towel set. That's at MyPillow.com.
Sure, we have 30 seconds to tell you that drivers who switch to Progressive could save big. But then what? Well, we could try to fill the remaining time with awkward pauses. It's often done for comedic effect. Is it working? I can't tell if this is funny. Maybe this is so bad it's funny. Wow, we really peaked at the save big when you switched to Progressive part. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Like bones, your teeth lose density and become weaker over time, which can lead to tooth decay. And that can make your visit to the dentist feel like this. But if you want your dental visit to feel like this, try Crest Densify. Crest Densify actively rebuilds tooth density to extend the life of teeth by remineralizing enamel. Densify from Crest, the number one toothpaste brand in America. Smile. Crest has you covered.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusa reporting. Control of the U.S. House of Representatives hinged on Monday on several tight races that could secure a majority for Republicans following midterm elections, having won 212 seats compared to Democrats, 206, with 218 needed for a majority. But the final outcome might not be known for days as officials continue counting ballots nearly a week after Americans went to the polls. Wall Street's main indexes ended lower on Monday, with real estate and discretionary sectors leading broad declines as investors digested comments from U.S. Federal Reserve officials about plans for interest rate hikes. The National Basketball Association has been sued by three longtime referees who said the league fired them this year after they refused to be vaccinated against COVID-19 over religious objections. This is USA Radio News.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Monday, November 14th. Hi, good day, good morning. If it's morning when you're listening, some people listen in the morning, afternoon, evening, whatever. It's nice to have you along for the ride. The Senate, the Democrats, they are going to keep control of the Senate. Not so sure about the Republicans in the House. Thought it was interesting, Jay Kirshner, by the way, with Doug Stefan on Good Day. There was an interview that Pence gave over the weekend, and he said that Trump, there's no love lost between the two of them. I don't think there ever was. Mm-hmm. Pence was very loyal. If anything, he's the winner in all of this, except for the Trump crazies who think he's a traitor. He's not at all. I don't cotton to his brand of conservative politics, but I do think he's an interesting and he has integrity as a human being. And so he said,
things went sour until the very end.
Yeah, right. And then they really got sour. And they got sour on January 6th, as a matter of fact, because he said Trump endangered him and his family with the recklessness of that whole, all the rhetoric and the actions that he took. And that's true. And that's what people are after Trump about. And that's why Trump doesn't have credibility with lots of people anymore, because the more they look into this, and I know that the people who are the loyalists say, oh, Democrats just trying to get him. It's not true. Yeah, it really is kind of true. Mm-hmm. Frankly, all of the stuff that is floating around, there's much more to it is a real problem here, and you can't let that stuff go any more than you can let go the reality of the election faults that there are. Trump calls our attention, not necessarily in the best way, but there are a lot of problems with our electoral system, top to bottom, locally, statewide, nationally, serious problems. And they're made worse by some of the things that are thrown into the mix. And they give guys like Trump credibility when he throws darts at the system. Even though the darts that he threw at the system didn't have merit, the fact that the system is as blanked up as it is something that has to be dealt with, hasn't been dealt with, been a problem all of my life. As long as I can remember, there have always been problems. Anyway, so the Republicans take control of the House, 218 seats. Let's see here, and then they're over in the Senate, you got that. I mean, there are a couple of races that still haven't been decided yet, but I don't see that as being a problem.
I don't understand what's taking Arizona so long.
Because they have a pretty corrupt system. It's a mess. Mm. It's a mess.
It looks like, what, there's about 93% of the votes are accounted for?
Yeah, right. Okay, there was a, really, I saw this Saturday night, and I thought to myself, how the heck does something like this happen? You may have seen the story about the two old planes from World War II that crashed at an air show in Dallas over the weekend.
Yeah.
Thousands and thousands of people were there. The planes blew up. And when you look at what's on the ground, there's nothing left of either of the planes, really. The debris was all over the place, on a highway, at a mall. Nobody got hurt on the ground, but all the people in the planes were killed. So a fighter plane and an old B-17, those are neat, neat, neat old planes. So anyway, this is a sad day for those folks. And those, you know, the private owners of these planes now that do them, they have a lot of air shows and they put their planes up. And, you know, they're proud of the work that they've done. But these kind of things happen. With these, oh, there's no parts anymore around. How do you maintain them properly, I think, is the question that a lot of people want to know. Later on, this half hour, we'll talk to Chucker about the Wakanda Forever thing. I say thing because to me it looks like a thing. 180 million at the box office. How about that? Huh?
Sounds about right.
You know, the NFL, you know, look at, I don't have any affinity for football, as you know, so we don't talk about it here on this program very much, unless it's something that really is, you know, something we need to talk about. I thought this was interesting, though. Four games are going to be played in Germany. Tampa Bay and Seattle yesterday, by the way, just in case you're wondering how Tom Brady is doing, did well. I think it's interesting. They play oftentimes in England, too. There's usually a game played, football game played,
yeah,
afoot, and they, of course, discount it because they don't think it's football. For them, football is soccer.
Yeah, they call it American football.
American football, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I guess that's what it is, in a sense. And then they become the world champions. World champions of what? Right? Okay. Here's something that is shocking. Shocking, shocking, shocking. About a third of parents of youngsters in public schools are worried about shootings that could happen at their school. There's a poll that has been now unearthed, if you will. School shootings, you know, you go back to what our conversation was with regard to Alex Jones, mm-hmm, and that whole thing. But look at all of the schools that have been shot up since Columbine, and that was 20-some-odd, maybe 30, I don't know. It was long. It seemed like a long time ago. But when you look at the stats here, roughly a third of parents of children in K through 12 schools say they are very, or at least extremely worried about a shooting taking place in their children's school. Now, is this because of the news media? Is this because we have more and more crazy youngsters and young white men who need attention, mental health problems? 37% of parents are somewhere in the middle when it comes to worrying about not just a shooting, but other things, violence in the school.
Mm-hmm.
And you look at these things that we're having on the college campuses this weekend. Yeah. It isn't just K through 12.
Because it is happening a lot, and we're hearing about it in the media. Kids are starting to do the active shooter drills, it's better to be safe than be sorry. And you think about it with fires. How likely is it that a fire is, like, the school is going to be caught on fire? But yet you do the fire drills and everything. Yeah. So it makes sense that there's drills, but it does probably cause a little bit of intimidation, especially for parents, because we worry about anything happening to our kids. But it's not even just schools.
It's interesting because mothers are the ones...
At the movie theater, at a concert.
Yeah, mothers are the ones who are saying they're much more likely than fathers. I look at this, at the results of the survey. They're much more... 39% of mothers are worried, 24% of fathers are worried. And fathers say mothers are too worried about their children. Well, that's an interesting reality in and of itself. Interesting also is this breaks down by race and ethnicity, Jay. Half of Hispanic parents of these students say they are very worried about possibilities of shootings. Let's see, Asian parents, 35% of them, 22% of white parents. It's interesting how this all breaks down. And certainly those who live in urban areas are more worried about school shootings than those who live in the suburbs or in rural areas. Actually, almost half of urban parents say they are either very or extremely worried about this happening. Now, how does it start? Does this sort of thing start? If it's in the school, a number of these happenstances where there were boys who were bullied, or they were angry at their teacher, or they're angry at other students, brings us around to this week, which is Anti-Bullying Week. This year, this week, we recognize that bullying has a long-term effect on the mental health and the quality of the life of the victim. So, how do we combat bullying? There's a zero-tolerance policy that's enacted by some schools, some community groups, that sort of thing.
Also lead by example, teaching kindness. Not just talking about it, but actually giving the students an opportunity to see kindness at work. And there have been studies that show not only are the people who are bullied, the victims of bullying, deal with a lot of repercussions down the road, but also the bullies themselves, because every bully is somebody else's victim. They're learning that from somewhere. And a lot of times these school bullies are the ones that are victims in their own home life, too.
Yeah. Well, it's something that we are all conscious of. The facts every day bring us around to the reality of what being perpetrated. I don't think kids grow up normally in this country anymore. I mean, I'm thinking about what it was like for me to grow up. I was blissfully involved in the farm. I went to school every day, came home, worked on the farm. It was like there was nothing going on around me that made me think. I mean, once in a while, I had some troubles with youngsters in school because my given name is Dudley. So I got bullied because of my name by a kid named Peter Olson, who was in trouble all the time. And I was his main, the main thrust of his anger was me. But he got in trouble all kinds of, and in fact, he later, after he got out of high school, he committed suicide. He hung himself. And you got to wonder what was going on at home. My father, bless him, tried to get to their home, but they didn't really have a home. There was nobody home. You know, he wanted to go see if he could put an end to it, but I think he actually got a hold of Olson at one point in time and threatened him. And so at that point, he never bothered me again. But we've all had that. But I thought, did it bother me? Yeah. Have I been bullied as an adult? Absolutely. Have you been bullied as an adult, Jay? Anybody? I mean, most people think it's just young people that get
bullied.
An
employer, yeah. One of my past jobs, an employer, honestly, it sent me to therapy. He was awful.
Yeah. Well, see, there you go. All right, in a moment, the only state in America that doesn't have airline service. You want to take a guess as to what state it is that doesn't have airline service. We're going to talk about that. I thought that would be an interesting curio. So we'll find out what that state is. What is wrong? The state of the state after this.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain-relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Discover the holiday preview event with 50% off everything at Banana Republic Factory for a limited time. From essential sweaters to timeless outerwear, explore the best of the season starting at $24.99. Find your nearest store or shop online, only at Banana Republic Factory.
I'm Shanola Hampton. I support the Feeding America network of food banks because they help provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. Learn more at feedingamerica.org.
Nacho fries are back at Taco Bell. You know, the fries covered in bold Mexican spices you dip in a warm nacho cheese sauce. You could also dunk them in the nacho cheese sauce or pour the sauce onto a pile of them and create like a nacho fries nachos. The thing is that you eat them with nacho cheese sauce. That's what makes them nacho fries. Otherwise, you're just eating fries and sipping on nacho cheese sauce, and that's the wrong way. Sorry, just really passionate about nacho fries.
Nacho fries are back, only at Taco Bell. At participating U.S. Taco Bell locations for a limited time only while supplies last. Contact a local store for hours and participation, which vary.
Okay, Jay, you want to guess what state in the United States of America is the only state that has no commercial airport?
Rhode Island.
Nope.
Delaware.
That's the green airport in Providence. Yeah, that's it. Yes, number two, Delaware is the only state that has... the next time you visit Delaware, you will notice that... or if you've never been there before, you can only drive or you can take a train, but it's the only state that doesn't have any commercial airline service or a commercial airport.
That's interesting.
I thought, I always thought Wilmington, you could get onto a flight and go into the airport at Newcastle. But there's nothing there. There's no demand for it because you can go up to Newark, you go down to Baltimore, you know, it's close enough, you go to Philadelphia, so there's no real... It's the 45th state by population. Only 1 million people live in Delaware. But there are a couple of new small airlines that are going to start serving some routes from that little Wilmington airport. Apparently, there's a huge increase. And you know that this past year saw an 85% increase in air traffic from the year before? Hello, duh. We all know why.
Like, no crap, Captain.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, there's that good laugh from Jay. It's 10 before the hour.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture, called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
For all your printing needs this holiday, Staples has you covered.
I need custom printed holiday cards for my one-of-a-kind business.
Staples has you covered.
It's beginning to look a lot like I need custom party invites. Fast.
I need cards for everyone who gave me a hand this year without spending an arm and a leg.
Staples has you covered with personalized holiday cards and invites. And now save 40% on custom holiday cards and invitations. For everything you need printed, go to Staples, the working and learning store. In-store and online ends 12/17. Exclusions and restrictions apply.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Is there a constant flow of new innovation in the movie business? I would say no. Jay?
It depends on the day. Sometimes I'm surprised. Other times I'm like, okay, let's just roll with it.
Same old stuff. All right, so we have, is it Wakanda or Wakanda? Is it W-A? Wakanda.
Mm-hmm.
Right, that's the
Wakanda
big story for the weekend. We'll get the box office totals from Chucker and get the story behind the story because I'm sure he's seen that movie. Get to that after this. Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just pillows? MyPillow is given the same attention they've given to their pillows to the new Giza Dream Sheets. Imagine sliding into the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The cotton in the Giza Dream Sheets is the world's best, grown in a small area of the Mediterranean, made into fabric that is ultra soft and breathable, made in America. The weave gives them a fabulous finish. Have you sleeping like a dream? Available in lots of different colors and sizes. It's all machine washable and durable. All Giza Dream Sheet sets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. And right now, for people listening to the Doug Steffen Good Day program, you get a special bed sheet sale. Giza Sheets, $29.99. That's 60% off. Go to MyPillow.com. Sleep better with MyPillow.com by using the DS code. MyPillow.com for the Giza Sheets special. Oh, listen to the enthusiasm from that announcer. Woo-hoo! Okay, so Chucker has stubbed his toe, and we don't seem to be able to put the pieces together. So you and I can look. I can't speak with any credibility other than looking at what they brought in. There was only one game in town this past weekend at the box office, and it was Wakanda. I've been saying Wakanda, like Wikipedia, but it's Wakanda, W-A-K-A-N-D-A. No shock here. There is, I don't know how many, what people thought was going to be the total. I think Chucker said it would do over 100 million. It did way over that. It was what, 180 or something?
180.
Yeah, 180 million.
In any of these superhero comic book movies, especially in the Marvel or DC world, this one's Marvel, people love this. And it's a great one to see at the movie theater because of all of the action, all of the cinematography with everything. But also with Black Panther, it was a big one because it was the sequel following Chadwick Boseman, who the Black Panther, in his death. So a lot of people were kind of very interested in
see how they play it out.
Oh. Yeah, and they had said that they were not going to recast. So there was a lot of questions surrounding this.
So Black Panther, the first one, did $330 million worldwide. It was built, let's see, they did cost them $250 million to make it, and around the world they expect in the next 3 weeks for it to do 300 million or more. So I mean, it certainly is going to bring in a lot of cash. But it's the back to the business of the black, the focus on Black Panther, Black Adam. I don't know. I thought the story was a fabulous story. The first one, I happened to like this kid Boseman very much. Thought he was great. He first got my attention as he played Jackie Robinson, but he had some other great roles.
Great.
He was just a good actor and came across very well. At any rate, so now we've got Black Adam. By the way, that was number two at the box office this weekend, and so far it's taken $151 million in 2 weeks. Ticket to Paradise, taken $56 million in 3 weeks. Number three movie. Let's see here. Lyle Crocodile, number four, taking in so far $40 million. Smile. That horror, oh my God, who would see it? Did you see it? Did you see that? You like that crap.
I have not had time to see it, but I've heard that it is very twisted, and people need to take a moment before they regroup after seeing this film.
Yeah. I want to see Armageddon Time, but the movie's title has turned a lot of people off. So it was number 10 at the box office this past weekend, only took in $352,000. I wanted to kind of go see it because it has an interesting theme to it, but it's done nothing because they gave it. It shows you what can happen when there's a title to a movie that isn't really what the movie is about, and this is not about Armageddon, really, that then what, you know, what happens? They've lost all, you know, the excitement from the audience isn't there because they don't like the title. All right, so there they are. The box office totals for the weekend, 59 passed on Good Day.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.